May the words of my lips and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Please be seated. Jesus said, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." When I was in Philadelphia to visit my girlfriend's family, I went to a small parish near the historic district. And while I enjoyed the service and liked the people I met there, I could not help but be annoyed by just how long the announcements took. It really seemed that everyone in the congregation was getting up to make an announcement, and it took forever. Only later on did I realize that for that congregation, this was an exercise in love. They wanted to share what was going on in their lives with one another and remember the community outside of their church. In a small but significant way, they were living by the Spirit, just as Paul asked us to do in today's reading from Galatians. Paul connects his request for us to walk with the Spirit to Jesus' commandment to love one another. This commandment is at the heart of our ministry. This commandment to love one another drives not only our personal lives, but the mission of the church. And while this commandment seems to be so simple, it comes with profound ramifications. This commandment calls us out into the world to spread the good news. It calls us to places of pain to bring comfort. This commandment calls us to the dark places of the world to bring hope. And when we do it right, it can change lives, including our own. And yet, despite knowing the importance of this ministry and desiring to follow God, sometimes I find myself getting distracted, sometimes by frustration or anger, but most often by fear. Most recently, I experienced this in a small way right after graduating from college. After the celebrations had ended, I had some time to think about my future. And I started to worry about my future. Was I making the right decisions? Would I succeed in figuring out the mysteries of post-college life? At times, this made me long for the past, when I thought I had everything figured out. While it is not included in Paul's works of the flesh, the desire for the past can be just as dangerous to our own spiritual health and the health of our communities as the ones he lists. And it is a desire that is driven by a fear of the future. And giving into this desire means that I have not trusted in God to guide me. This desire can lead me to resist change and to forget about the good gifts God has given to me right now. It can hinder my spiritual growth. I do not know whether or not this fear is what caused the Samaritans from today's gospel to turn back, or whether it was simply family duty. But either way, I think Jesus' warning not to look back in today's gospel was meant for me. It is important, however, to remember that this rebuke is not Jesus condemning us to hell. We follow a merciful God, one who loves us no matter what. Instead, it is a reminder to focus on the things that really matter, the ministry we are called to now, the opportunities God has given to us. Most of all, it is a reminder to trust that the Holy Spirit will guide us on our journey, because when we do that, we can make ourselves better and transform a hurting world. At times, we will wander from the path. At times, we will stumble. Fear or anger will cloud our path. We are, after all, only human. We are sinners. God knows this and loves us anyways. And that is why I think it is important for us to come back to this community of faith every week. Because we are not strong enough on our own. We need God's strength and we need one another. In community, we can help one another. We can lighten each other's burdens. We can share our journeys. In the service, we receive forgiveness for our sins. In the Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ, we receive not only comfort, but also strength. Now, mercifully, I think I'm finally coming to my conclusion. But I want to leave you with this thought. We are called to use the strength God gives us to bring love to a hurting world. We are not strong enough on our own, but we do not need to be. All we need to do is keep coming back and trying our best to follow God. Jesus said, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." Amen.